Saturday, January the 27th. I want to read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says, "Then the Lord answered me, 'Write the vision down, make it plain on tablets, so that he may run who reads it.'" I love this verse, and I want to give you some very practical advice today. We are winding down our 21 days of prayer and fasting, and the daily devotionals will cease in this regard. And I want to give you something that will benefit you. And I want to make it practical. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. God told this young man to write the vision down and make it plain, make it plain, make it plain on tablets, so that he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. And though it tarry, wait for it. For though it seems slow, it will surely come. And I don't know what you're waiting for today, but God's promises, they do not have expiration dates. No, if God said it, and I wrote this down the other day, it's not whether or not if God said it, it's whether or not if God said it now. Does God want to do it right now, today? Are you ready? Okay, because many times we want God to do something, but we're not ready. And I'm telling you, the first thing that you and I, we need to do is we need to write it down. When God speaks, write it down. Write it down so that you can remember it, and so that you can pray, and that you can fast, and that you could build your faith, so that whenever God moves, you could stand up under the weight of his blessing. And this is what I've been doing for years. I think this is our 12th year fasting and praying at the beginning of the year. And so every year I break out a pen and a pad. I get a journal and I write down January 2024. And I start writing down. I keep a report of what God says, especially during the prayer and the fasting season. Because God speaks and I want to write it down in the morning. Personally, right now, I'm studying the book of Nehemiah because for us and our family and our ministry, it is a year to build. This is what I hear in my heart. It's time to build. It's time to build. And so the Lord spoke to me and said, "I want you to study the book of Nehemiah because he rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem." So this is where I'm spending my time personally. I preach to crowds of people. I preach almost every day. But I've got to feed myself first and foremost. So this is what I'm doing. But on another level, I always write down goals. This is what I feel like God wants me to do this year. And this is my goals. And so what I do is I categorize these goals. I put down personal goals. I put down goals for the ministry. I put down relationship goals. Goals for my family. I put down financial goals, fitness goals, and I categorize, you know, these things, and I write them down, and I search my heart. And I've done this for years. I've made goals, and at the end of the fast, I always take this piece of paper, and I put it in a Bible. It's my first Bible, and it's stuffed to the gills with memorabilia. But one of the greatest things in that book is for the past 11, 12, 13 years, I have written down goals, and I reflect upon these goals, but I put them in the Bible, and God is building a spiritual house. God is building me. It's in the fabric of my faith. And I stretch myself every year. I've got a bucket list, some things that I want to do this year. Do I fulfill all of these things? No. But most of the things, 60, 70, 80% of the things I accomplish. And I always give it my best. And so I want to challenge you this year. Give God your best. Break out a pen and a pad. Buy a journal and write down some spiritual goals. Not resolutions, okay, but routines. God, these are the things that I'm going to strive for. I'm going to fast and I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe you for great and mighty things this year. I'm going to get my health back. I'm going to birth new relationships. I'm going to save this or that. I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon. Come on, you got to put some fun things on the list. You got to put some faith things on the list. But whatever it may be like Habakkuk, okay? And write the vision down, make it plain on tablets so that those who see it may run with it. Run with this list. May it be a running list. You may add some things along the way. But though the vision tarry, wait for it will come to pass. There are some things that I've written down, and it may have taken 2, 3, 4, 5 years to fulfill. There are some things that I write down every year. I've got to do this. I've got to do this. I'm going to do this. And so search your heart this year and write the vision down. And read Habakkuk chapter 2. I believe it will bless you today. But I promise you that there's more. Write a theme for 2024. What is going to be your anthem? What is going to be your banner? What is going to be your theme for 2024? I'm telling you, it's the time for eagles to soar. It's time for the lions to roar. 2024, there is more. Is anybody with me today? I'm trying to encourage you to keep fighting the good fight of faith because God is getting ready. I'm telling you, what we're going to see the next 3 years will eclipse everything that we've seen before. I'm telling you, we are living in a season of acceleration. And the Church of Jesus Christ is getting ready to grow at an exponential rate. And all hands are needed on deck. So grab your Bible, grab a pen and a pad, and write the vision down. And believe God for great and mighty things. You're not going to fail. I'm telling you, you are going to slide forward in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. You and God are the majority. It's time to step into another realm of faith. And I pray that your spirit is quickened today. I'm speaking to your spirit. Head talks to head, but spirit talks to spirit. And so get ready. The next 3 years will supersede anything that you have seen thus far. Immediately's will happen this month, the next 2, 3 months, God's going to immediately do exceedingly and abundantly more than you could ever ask or think. Is anybody with me? We need the gift of faith because God is getting ready to do something and we need to get ready. And the first step, friend, is to write it down. Are you with me today? I speak God's richest blessing over you wherever you are listening. And I pray that you would believe God. Take God at His word. In Jesus' name, I'll see you tomorrow.
This program was made possible by the generous partners and friends of Chance Walters Ministries International. Until next time, we are on the revival road. For more information, download our free ministry app or go to our website at www.chancewalters.org.